We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hanging out with Clint Sterner and Wade Smith. I'm Jeremy Branham, live from the Little Woodrows and Katy. Shuffleboard, full table of ping pong. They didn't have this last time we were here. The world's largest Pac-Man game. Some hustlers back there playing some pool, too. So this is the place to be. John McClain will stop by 4 to 5. Get on out here. Say hello to us, the Little Woodrows and Katy. So Pro Football Focus, they listed their midseason MVPs. Three-man race, according to Pro Football Focus. I know you guys really aren't big PFF guys, but it gives you a little bit of a barometer, a little bit of a taste of what everybody else is saying. The two guys they have as the front runners, Russell Wilson of Seattle, and then they have, of course, Deshaun Watson for the Texans. They consider Lamar Jackson, who the Texans will play in their next game coming off the bye, as the dark horse candidate for the MVP. You're voting right now, those three guys, who is your MVP of the 2019 NFL season?
There ain't no doubt about it, it's Russell Wilson. I mean, you know, when you look at it, the numbers, and I don't have them pulled up in front of me, but the numbers that he's putting up, and I know we've been critical in the past of his receiving core. Lockett is coming around and one of the better receivers in the league. I still, though, when you watch him play, it has to be a pass that's on point for him to catch. I think their offensive coordinator is doing a great job scheming things up and getting throws in the ocean for Russell Wilson. And obviously DK Metcalf has been a goldmine find in the draft this year with the big body presence that he can be in the red zone. He can clearly run away from guys so he can take the top off of the coverage as well. But with all that said, I still think when you talk about Deshaun Watson or you talk about Pat Mahomes, when you start talking about the great quarterbacks in this league that are winning through the air, I think you look at Russell Wilson and you go, he's still doing it shorthanded, relatively speaking, right? He doesn't have a Tyreek Hill. You know, he doesn't have a DeAndre Hopkins. And so I would go with Russell Wilson at this point in time, but I tell you what, Deshaun Watson is nipping at his heels. There ain't no doubt about it.
I tell you what, too. I, no question about it. You got to ride with Russell Wilson currently right now. I think that might change after he plays the 49ers this weekend. But you look at the stats right here. 22 touchdowns and one interception.
Yep.
That stat right there is better than what I've – I don't think I've seen a stat line that good this deep in the season ever. And so, and then he has a quarterback rating of 118.2. To me, that's MVP. You know what I mean? He's definitely head and shoulders above everybody else. But if he struggles this week against the 49ers, I think that the distance between him and Deshaun Watson will tighten up. And then if Deshaun Watson can beat Lamar Jackson next week, I think by that point, Deshaun Watson could be the front runner.
That's the way I have it, too. I have Russell Wilson as the front runner for the MVP right now. But the way I view it from Deshaun Watson's point of view, like, you didn't expect him to be top two, top three in the MVP this season. You thought he would get there at some point. You think his ceiling is an MVP-level quarterback and a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. But he's in the conversation. So the way I view it is that's a win for Deshaun Watson, year three in his NFL career, to be in the mix at this point of the year. I think that's good for his career plight as a quarterback.
Well, you know what it screams, Vol? It just screams – efficiency, really. You know what I mean? Like, when you look at, I just mentioned Russell Wilson as far as the targets aren't as dynamic and explosive as the other guys that are in that conversation. But I think the one thing that Russell Wilson proves is that if you're enough of a dual threat and you make really good decisions and you allow the offense to work around you, like, it's not just winning games, but you can be really, really good. Because this isn't the Russell Wilson that you've seen in the past that's had a great run game with it and a great defense on the other side of the ball. I mean, look, you don't need to look any deeper than their last football game. They had to score 40 points to beat Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And so this is truly Russell Wilson's show. And when it comes down to the MVP, I think it's a runaway at this point. But when you look at Deshaun Watson, what I feel like both of them are doing very similarly is letting the system work. The play caller at Houston has gotten better, and the system is working for the quarterback. And then when the time is necessary, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, they go make plays that their athletic ability allows them to make. and it sends them to the next level. And so it's going to be an absolute blast to watch those two and anybody else that joins them. I don't know if Lamar Jackson's for real or not relative to MVP talk. I don't know if Pat Mahomes will get back in that conversation or not. I don't know if somebody else will creep in there. Tom Brady, will Tom Brady creep in there if they keep winning at some point? Does Drew Brees creep in there if he gets back and can do big things the rest of the season? But it's going to be fun to follow knowing that the Houston Texans quarterback is in the thick of things.
Clint Sterner, Wade Smith, Jeremy Branham from the Little Woodrows in Katy. College football has its marquee matchup of the year tomorrow with LSU and Alabama, two of the top four teams in the college football playoff rankings. You look at some of the polls, they have them number one versus number two. In Tuscaloosa, Bama, a 6.5-point favorite. Tua Tagovailoa is supposed to play, although there's some tweets out there that are saying that he's not 100% coming off of that ankle sprain. If you're a college football fan, you're glued to a TV tomorrow at 2:30.
There ain't no doubt about it. I mean, look, LSU scoring 48-plus points a game, Coach. You're talking about an offense that hadn't been able to do anything but play bully ball relative to being better up front than everybody they play and running the football down their throat and playing great, great defense. The script is flipped in this game, and it's flipped at LSU. I mean, what Joe Burrow is doing is hard to wrap your head around. Joe Brady, the and I don't even know what his position is, quarterback coach. It's not offensive coordinator because they've got they kept the old head that was already there as the offensive coordinator. But Joe Brady comes over from New Orleans, and clearly that offensive mind has changed the game at LSU for right now. But what Joe Burrow's done as far as the stats being absolutely through the roof and the way in which he's doing it. He's averaging 350 yards passing per game. Check this out, Wade. You said 22-1,
yeah,
right? Intercept 30 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, my dude. Guys, he's completing passes at 78%+ completion. And now the schedule gets significantly more difficult for them moving forward. There's no doubt about it. Find out what Joe Burrow's about. But if you just look at the stats, and if you look at the overall offensive product that LSU's putting on the field, you know that they're the real deal. They're a top-10 football team. Right now, they're a top-4. I get it. But overall, big scheme of things, there's no doubt they're a top-10 football team, and they're a lot more fun. They're a lot more fun to watch right now than they have been in the past.
I tell you what, I'm trying to figure out why LSU is the underdog. LSU has been through some battles already this season. They've already shown that they can go against the big boys and beat Florida. They can go against the big boys, beat Auburn. Who has Alabama played? Who have they beat? You know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out.
Texas A&M.
You got Texas A&M. You got Tennessee. You got South Carolina.
I wish I could see my face right now that I gave
hey,
them.
Really, bro?
I wish they could have seen my face.
Yeah, I wish y'all could have seen my face last week when they skull-drugged my Razorbacks with their backup quarterback. Golly.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Damn.
But I'm just saying, like, when you look at this matchup, LSU matches up very, very well with Alabama. If I had some money that I wanted to put on it, I'd put my money on LSU. You're giving me 6.5 points, and I think LSU is the better team. They have the better quarterback that's playing best. I just look at it, the way that their offense is putting up points on whoever they line up against, I don't think it's going to be much different for Alabama. Alabama tends to struggle with teams that can throw it around the yard like that, and I think that it's going to be a game that at the end of the game, people are going to be like, man, Alabama is not the same Alabama that we thought they were going to be. And so if you got some money to put on this game, I'll put it on LSU, baby.
Well, the thing about LSU is what was last week versus Auburn, was it 23-20?
23-20, yeah.
And look, they took – That game was way too close considering Auburn is so one-sided on the offensive side of the football. That Knicks kid, I mean, he can't throw the ball out of a wet paper sack, man. I mean, my man is struggling right now. So, you know, the fact that was a close game is a little bit of a concern. But I'm with you, Wade. I mean, when you're scoring points to the tune of 48 a game and your quarterback's completing damn near 80% of his passes – And you got what they have? They got Texas on that schedule. I mean, they beat Florida. They've had some tougher games. They've proven to be a top four team, a top 10 team in this country, no doubt about it. And Bama, there's some concerns. Bama and Clemson. I mean, I think those are two teams that, rightfully so, they're being given a lot of respect because of what they've done in the past. But when you really break it down, I don't know that either one of those teams have really earned. If we're starting over every season and we're going in the college football playoffs, we're going to list a top four teams. If they started today, who's in? I think there's an argument to say that Clemson and Alabama are two teams that haven't played their way in to that college football playoffs yet.
They don't have the resume, but they have the cachet. They have what you expect to be a top four team, just not the resume right now.
Yeah, I tell you what, man. You were joking about it earlier, but you actually weren't joking when you said that they played Texas A&M. You look at their schedule. No. That is the best team that they played on the schedule. You know, they beat the likes of South Carolina and Ole Miss and Southern Miss and New Mexico State. Like
the Lobos
Tennessee.
Don't do it for you.
No,
the Golden Eagles. Don't
I'm not
do
even
going to
mention that team that's up the road. The Woo Pig Suey guys, because I don't want to hurt my guy Clint's feeling, but there's nobody. They haven't played anybody yet, so they're going to line up, and they're going to line up against somebody that a bunch of five-star guys that they haven't seen this year yet. So I just think it's going to be a different type of ball game.
I think when you're talking about two, I think one thing to keep in mind, and I'm going to beat this drum until it changes, right, is last year, 2018, the four best defenses that Tua faced, he averaged about 250 yards per game, six touchdowns and six interceptions versus Mississippi State, Georgia, LSU, and Clemson. Those are the top four defenses he faced last year. He was average at best. And so when he's getting hit, like every other quarterback gets hit in the country, and things have changed a little bit. So luckily he'll have enough on the back end of this schedule. There'll be enough big games for him to change that narrative. But for me right now, when I talk about Tua, with the crowd that he's got around him, I want to know what he's doing against the best in the country.
This is a big game, obviously. The winner will be in the front runner of the SEC West, but it will not be an elimination game, I don't think, in terms of the college football playoff. A one-loss SEC team more than likely still has a very good chance to get into the college football playoff when it's all said and done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.